I'm calling for National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone on your household work for, you know, news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, thank you. And also, just to confirm, that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, right. Native American? Like, okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. So it's going to take me just a few questions, okay? I know it's still a long way off, but we are chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress. Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances like 50 and 50? You definitely vote.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And what is your age?
I'm 67.
67. Okay. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting, you know, in this year's president and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Oh, I'm going to vote definitely 10.
Okay. So can you tell me a number? Like 10 is extremely motivated and 0
is 10.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat
closely. Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I'm independent.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Like, strongly approve?
Oh, I approve.
Somewhat. Sorry, can you repeat that?
I'm sorry,
I couldn't hear you. Strongly approve or somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Oh, I approve.
All right. A moment. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied or satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting better.
All right. Thinking about issues facing, you know, the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two from the ones that I will tell you. Improving the K-12 public school education, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, border security, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people.
Well, I think K-12 grade education is important, and restricting gun access. I think that's important.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. We're almost done, okay? I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know.
I'm not sure I understood. You said a place where? What was?
Oh, I'm sorry. I will mention you some organization, some person or organization, so you can, you know, express how you rate towards some people that I will mention. Using from 0 to 100, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50, that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. For example, Hakeem Jeffries. Or if you have never heard of them, you can tell me too.
No, I know who Hakeem Jeffries is.
Okay.
I would say 90.
Just a 90, okay. And have you heard about Mike Rogers?
Who is that?
Mike Rogers.
Mike Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
You
never heard of it, you can let me know. You never heard of it, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
No problem. Have you heard of Elisha Slotkin?
No.
How about Hill Harper?
No.
Donald Trump?
No.
Democrats in Congress?
Who in Congress?
Democrats in Congress.
Democrats?
Mm-hmm. In Congress?
Oh.
You can rate from 0 to 100 or? Okay. And Cornel West?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Probably 0.
All right. Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott.
Oh. Probably 0.
Joe Biden?
I'll give him an 80.
Kamala Harris?
70.
Thanks for your time. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election of president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Independent Joe Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Well, I would rather not answer that question.
Understood. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Just a lot, just some, only a little, nothing at all?
Well, I know you said, but I really have to go. I didn't know it would take this long.
It will just be just a few more questions, if you don't mind.